Music fans around the country will be heading to their favorite independent record store on Saturday, April 13th, for this year's edition of Record Store Day. There are many record stores in our area, including 7 in Cincinnati, 2 in Dayton, Ohio, plus stores in Loveland, Hamilton, Middletown, and 1 in Xenia. And over the river in Kentucky, you'll find stores in Covington, Bellevue, Newport, Cold Springs, and Florence. One of the Cincinnati record stores is the award-winning independent record store, Shake It Records in Northside. And joining me in the studio is one of the owners, Jim Blaze. I'm guessing, Jim, you and your brother Darren are busy getting the store ready for this year's extravaganza.
Oh, we sure are. Thank you, Lee, so much for having us. Yeah, it takes weeks and weeks and weeks for us to put this all together, and it's a really crazy fun day. There's so much excitement. People are really pumped. It's sort of like our opening day, not in the sense that it's the beginning of a season, but in the sense that there's just so much excitement around it. And everybody just feeds off each other, and it's just a tremendously fun day. But yeah, it takes weeks of preparation.
I know I've driven by before the stores opened that day.
Mm-hmm.
Lines down the sidewalk.
Yeah, usually there's some folks who start lining up around 6 or 7 o'clock the night before. And in the last few years, it's actually been the same group of people. It's almost like they meet once a year. And they hang out overnight, and they probably, you know, talk about their favorite bands and what they're excited about and all these things. And then they get the first pick of everything.
So there are lots of exclusive national releases this year in limited quantities. Let's start with the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. How's that being honored?
This year, it's a mono recording of, you know, the famous Woodstock 3 LP record that everyone seemed to have as a rite of passage in like 1970, 71. So they're putting one out this year in mono, which is pretty interesting. I can't say, I'm not sure, but I don't think it was ever released in mono before. So the mixes will be a little different, and you might hear some things on that version that you've not heard before.
And are most of the releases this year vinyl?
They're almost all vinyl. There's a few cassettes. There's a very limited special Prince cassette that was only given out as a promo, I think, in a gift bag at a Versace show. So that's getting a much wider release. And there's a few CDs. The Grateful Dead have always put their things out on LP and CD. There's a couple other CDs, but it's almost all vinyl. And really, you can kind of trace the resurgence in the interest in vinyl to Record Store Day, I think. This is the 12th year, I believe. And you can really kind of go back to 2008, 2009, when Record Store Day was really just kicking in. And that's sort of when this slow emergence of vinyl started.
So there's vinyl, there's a few CDs, mm-hmm. cassettes, but no 8-tracks in the future.
No, we're still waiting for the 8-track to kick back in. I think we might have to wait a little bit longer for that.
Who are some of the other big names coming out?
Well, locally, I would say the most interesting things, there's a James Brown reissue of Sure Is Funky Down Here, which was released on the King record label, although it had been sold from Sid Nathan by the time that record came out. But also, there's a great funk record that's pretty rare called Grodeck Whipper Jenny, and that's getting reissued on Record Store Day. And that has a Cincinnati connection because David Matthews, who put together the Grodeck Whipper Jenny band, he went to UC. He was James Brown's arranger and band leader for a couple years. And so that's kind of a funk classic that has been really hard to find. And so we're pretty excited that that is coming back out and people get a chance, you know, to really hear that record.
And which records do you think are going to be snapped up first?
Well, there's always different quantities. But the things that we've been getting the most calls about are the Prince cassette. There's a Bob Dylan test pressing of Blood on the Tracks that has totally different versions of the actual record. There's a Cheech and Chong picture disc 7-inch that people have been calling about. The hip-hop band Gorillaz, they have a record that came out just in small quantities on CD, and now it's getting a wider release on LP. This year, some people who've never participated before, it seems like, Billy Joel has a live record from Carnegie Hall from 1977. So like right at the beginning of when he was becoming like this monster superstar. Joan Shelley, who's from Louisville, who'll be performing in the store. She has a record that's all about like river towns and riverboats and the culture of the Ohio River and things like that. So that's exciting. Human Switchboard which is an Ohio punk band from the early 80s. They have a record being reissued. So there's quite a few things.
And you mentioned performing in the store. You've got bands lined up that day, too.
We sure do. Joan Shelley will be at the store at noon playing things from her record. So that's exciting that she has a record out on Record Store Day and she's coming to shake it. The great Steve Schmidt will be playing at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So we're really excited about that. We love Steve. And it's kind of an honor to have him play in the store. And then we have Ohio Valley Salvage, which is a great kind of Americana band we'll be playing in the evening.
And what are the hours on Saturday?
We will be open at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's the earliest that we can open. So, you know, those folks who've been waiting for hours to get in, we want to sort of get them inside and reward them by opening as early as we can so they can get on with their day. And that's when we have like the tapping of the Rheingeist Slow Jam. Rheingeist always makes a beer for Record Store Day. So we'll have that at Shake It. And it'll be also served at all the taverns and restaurants around Northside. So yeah, we're open early and we stay till 9 and then we go home and pass out.
And where in the store will these exclusive Record Store Day pieces be?
We'll have them all lined up. That's always an issue as finding a place to put them. But they'll all be lined up on the first floor of the shop. And everyone's just allowed to have one of each title. You know, you can buy as many different titles as you want. But we just try to make it as fair to everybody and just everybody can just take one of each. But even though you might not be interested in one certain thing, you still want to kind of check it out. Well, what's this? You know, like I know that Fleetwood Mac had an alternative version to this album and I want to see what these cuts are and things like that. So
how many copies of each do you think you might have?
Pearl Jam, who are the ambassadors of Record Store Day this year, they have a live record coming out called Live on Easy Street. And I think we tried to order 100 of those. So we may not get 100, but we ordered 100. And that'll probably be one of the more popular offerings.
Aren't some of the limited edition amounts like 1,500 across the country sometimes?
A lot of times they're even smaller. You know, they can be as low as a couple hundred. So we may get one copy if we get any.
No wonder these guys are camping out.
That's why they camp out, right? Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's the most fun we have all year for sure. So we're really looking forward to it.
Well, thanks for coming in tonight, Jim, and have fun. Lots of fun next Saturday.
Thank you so much, Lee. We appreciate it.
Jim Blaze from Shake It Records has been my guest tonight talking about next Saturday's April 13th annual Record Store Day. You'll find links to Record Store Day and Shake It Records at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.